first thing that I want to ask of you. I know, that's a creepy picture I drew for you.
You didn't draw this, did you?
I sure did. But I was thinking that maybe, and I want to get into this later, but you've won like a lot of awards and like so deservedly. And I don't know what that process is like because I've never been nominated. I mean, I think maybe for an MTV movie award.
By the way, that's probably the most relevant for a lot of people.
I didn't win. But
you were nominated.
I was nominated. But I was thinking that we could start off, if you don't mind, if I pretended that one of these Steins was an Oscar and you were accepting it on my behalf. And you were going to do a thank you on my behalf. Are you ready?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Regina, are you ready?
Oh, Anna. Anna would be just, first of all, she would say, stop calling her Anna. And then second, she would say, I really, really am proud of this award for Scary Movie 17. But my best work, was it House Bunny? Was it? Was that it? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, sir, there in the audience. This is really dear to Anna. She couldn't be here, but this means a lot. This means a lot. I feel really honored to accept this. I'm going to take this home with me. Anna and I are going to have a nice bottle of wine, and we'll see if she goes home with it, because this was something that I really was supposed to get. Excuse me. Where was I? What happened there? I wish I could win a freaking Oscar.
Well, wait a minute.
So can you accept this on my behalf?
Hey, Sim, do you know what some of the music is?
The actual music that they play during the Oscars?
Yeah.
Like
turns
orchestral?
Out, yeah, like something like, and Regina King wins the Oscar.
I was hoping to be like something like 70s exploitation.
Excuse me, you're not here.
Oh, I'm not here.
I am so honored to accept this award on Regina's behalf. There's no one in Hollywood that has earned this more than she has. This is about freedom of speech. This is about the idea of what it is to be a woman. This is the idea of after you've been molested by your father, how we go through this journey together. And Regina could not be here tonight because I believe that she is in Sardinia at a gorgeous hotel. I won't elaborate. But I will say, on behalf of all women who have felt unhurt, underprivileged, women who should drink out of a beer stein, this is for Regina. Regina, the name that means queen.
I want to accept your award over after a speech like that. That means so much.
You're here.
You want to do it again?
I do, but I feel like it would be an epic fail because it wouldn't be as.
If you want to try it, if you want to try it again, you can try it again.
I was joking.
No, but I mean, yeah.
Let's try it again.
You.
Let's try it again.
No, because I had like a really awesome idea. Okay, so
yes.
Really,
she's gonna do it.
Okay.
So
really, this is gonna be my fantasy come true. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Thank you so much for you know, not just nominating Anna, but that she would actually win. We worked so hard on this movie together. This was a labor of love for us.
Twins.
And playing twins. And people said we couldn't do it. And I mean, our makeup and hair teams actually amazing. I mean, they totally just transformed Anna into a black woman and me into a white woman. And
they say it would be offensive, but I don't think it was.
No, it was not offensive at all. And I am honored to stand here on behalf of...
don't cry. Please don't cry. Don't cry, please. If you cry, I'll cry.
I love you, Anna.
I love you, too.
Please, please don't. Okay, I'll keep it together. I like to say a big thank you to all of those studios that turned it down.
And a big fuck you.
And a big F you. Oh, I can say fuck you.
You can say fuck you.
Fuck you. And we're here.
We're
and
here.
We did this shit. Drops mic.
Yes. I'm speaking it into existence.
Yeah!
That we will work together. Yes. So that's why I had
twins.
To do it over.
Twins! Can we be twins?
Let's be twins.
Let's be twins.
As long as my body could look like yours looked in House Bunny. Oh, my God. What were you just eating? Carrots?
Bomb. No.
Jeez.
Now it's like fucking... Ugh,
oh, dude. My gosh.
Titty tongs.
Titty tong tongs.
I know.
Tell me about
them.
Sense.
Well, yeah, it's just like big padded things and like sucking in things and then eventually like actually like the big things.
Yeah, but you had on bathing suits, bikinis. You look freaking hot.
I love you. I was hungry.
All the time, I can imagine. Jeez, you look so awesome in that movie. I was like, look at this bitch here. Oh my gosh. All right, so.
All right, so now we have some things that we also want to talk about.
Okay.
Okay, so. Oh, wait. So we already kind of got into a little bit of this thing. Should we go into Deal Breaker?
Let's do it.
Okay. We're going to do a Deal Breaker segment, which means. And you don't have to talk about your personal life at all.
All right.
But. This is a scenario where you're single.
So real life.
And we're going to present some scenarios to you, and you will say deal breaker or no.
Okay.
Okay.
And if you feel like elaborating
on why it's a deal breaker or not, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly. Okay. So number one, you are seeing a guy that you really like. He takes you to Ojai for your first couple's trip. It's going great. After dinner at Oliviella, things start to get hot and heavy in the room. Right as he is about to climax, he screams out, "Show me the money." Deal breaker. I'm sorry.
It depends. I can't really say it's a deal breaker. If I climax before.
Oh, okay. All right. I like this.
I think that's important.
Uh-huh.
If I climax more than once, let's say a couple of times before he yelled out, "Show me the money," I just might pretend like I didn't hear it.
I love you. I feel like I would,
you know, I mean, he did take me to Ojai and had an amazing massage. And
yep.
Now, if I didn't climax.
Okay, but let's say it like this.
All right.
Jump in the morning.
Then, yeah, that might be a deal breaker if he didn't look sexy doing it.
Fair enough.
But I must say. That if I was able to get mine first, I might have to, you know.
I like it. Yeah. Generosity of spirit. I like
there
it.
There you go.
Okay, next one.
All right.
You think you have found the one. A great guy with a successful career in sports medicine. After dating for 2 months, Oh, wait, this sounds like it might be
Japanese. Yeah, you might be hitting on something. Right. All right.
Okay. We don't know. We don't know.
You know, it's going to stray.
Okay. Okay, go.
Very far from okay.
whatever was yep. might have been happening. Yep. Okay.
Okay. A great guy with a successful career in sports management. After dating for 2 months, he takes you to a movie, movie date to see Pete's Dragon. Halfway through the movie, he grabs your hand, puts it down his pants, and says, "Why don't we let my dragon come out and fly?"
Oh, my God. Yeah, deal breaker. That's disgusting. That sounds so, like, you know, pervy. Yeah. First of all, what's Pete's Dragon?
It's a child's
movie. Yeah, that's why I said it sounds so pervy. I'm just making sure that I did get that movie right. Who wrote this stuff?
No, this one was Cassie.
Somebody's like turning red and ducking. Yeah, that wouldn't be a deal breaker for sure.
I like it. Okay, now this is involving a child, your son.
Probably deal breaker already.
Your son brings home a woman he really likes. Would this be a deal breaker? And we'll get back to the other deal breakers involving your sex life later. Your son is dating a young woman that you really get along with. One evening, over wine, she tells you she doesn't want kids because she's really worried about her pussy being enlarged.
Oh, her poor vagina. Well,
do you like her?
That's the thing. Do I really like her?
Well, you did before, but after maybe she said, I don't know. I don't know.
You know, hey, if she's his jam, I mean, I guess I have to.
Oh, my God. You're so much better than I am.
Because you want grandkids?
No. No, I wouldn't want, like, my son's wife to be like, I don't want my pussy getting big.
Well, he may not want it to get big either. I'm thinking about him. Like, you know, that might be, that's their conversation. Yes, it would probably be uncomfortable if she started talking about her.
All right. I'm going to do a little bit of a role play with you.
Okay.
Let's pretend I'm your son's girlfriend.
Okay. And where are we?
We're at your house.
Whatever finish you have on this table is great. It just kind of beat it up like a sports car.
Thank goodness. Hi, Mama Gina.
Girl, I told you about calling me Mama Gina.
I know, but I can't help it. I just feel like we're kindred spirits.
I'm your spirit animal?
Yeah. You are my lioness. But I need to talk to you about your son.
All right. What about him?
I love him so, so, so much.
I do too.
I know. But he wants to have a kid at some point, I think. And I just really feel like my pussy's going to get really big if I have a kid.
Well, if there was a way for you to have a child without, please, can we use the word vagina instead? And I like vagina with a B instead of a V because it's more personal.
You're like my but mama.
Yeah. Yes, think of me as your but mama. If you could have a child without your vagina getting big, would you want to have a child?
How much of my life do you think I would have to give up?
A big deal of it. But there would be so much more to life you'd gain.
Like what, but mama?
Well, you'd have unconditional love. You would have someone that loves you, whether your vagina is big or small.
But you already give that to me.
No, I don't, sweetheart. You should hear the things I say about you when you're not here. But it's all with love, and it's all from a loving place. I will say that. You would also gain a friend that trusts and believes in you no matter what you do.
My child's going to be my best friend.
Be careful with that. I'm just saying, oh, dear, dear, dear. Oh, what a...
But Mama?
What, yes, baby.
I love you so much.
I love you, too.
And I love Hollywood.
Did
and
you
I
get into know... those pills again?
Well...
I told you stay out of my cabinet. No, and I told you stay out of it.
But Mama, I also want to know how to make it in Hollywood.
You know, I don't think my son is right for you.
You're fucking stunning.
Oh, thank you.
It is I have so fucking true.
Full face of makeup because I came from an interview.
Well, you look, you're just fucking stunning, Regina.
Oh. Are you telling the truth?
I am.
Okay. Why are we are like making love.
Right?
You can tell. Yes. I'm receiving it. Yes.
I'm not lying. I would not lie to you.
Jack and Ian's mamas.
I would not lie to you. You look fucking stunning.
And you know I like when fucking stunning. Why when you put fucking in front of something, it means that much more? Like it
empowerment.
It's real when you say I'm fucking serious.
Yeah,
it's much different than I'm serious. I'm fucking serious.
I'm fucking serious.
It means more,
especially when you're a person coming from conviction. Yeah. Okay.
All right, so another.
You've been dating a guy for 3 months.
Okay.
He takes you to the beach one night to watch a meteor shower. The mood is very romantic. Suddenly, he brushes the hair behind your ear, leans in, and whispers sweetly, "My mom always called my penis Junebug. Would you please rename it for me?"
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
That's so disgusting. How many did you guys say no to before you went with that one?
We went through a bunch.
Wow.
We went through, like, Junebug was the name we came up with. That was Anna's.
Wow. That one made me kind of sweat a little bit. Jeez. It was sounding kind of sexy. I wanted to go bounce.
I was moving through it. You were in Cabo on the beach.
Oh.
Midnight.
But I think it's interesting that his mom named the penis Junebug.
Well,
that's what I want to know. Why would the mom name his penis Junebug?
Well, I mean, my only thought could be, you know, maybe the first time he peed on her changing the diaper and she was just like, "You and your little Junebug." I don't know. What the hell? Why is a mom naming a son's penis? Oh, God, that's... Don't tell me you... No one's here has named their child's penis, right? I'm not offending anyone by saying what mom would do that right now, am I? Yeah, I was all like in it. And then you said, "My mom."
Right.
Yeah. And I knew it was going to go way left.
It took a weird turn.
Yeah, but I didn't know it was going to, like, that was like a U-turn.
I know, it was kind of awful.
Kind of awful. I mean, great in that vein of the...
But what would you name... What would be, like, a good name for a man's penis?
Well, I think a good name for a woman's vagina is Heather. So, I think... Isn't Heather... It's a good name.
It is a good name. So, is that what you call it? Heather is really annoyed right now. She needs to be pleased.
Something like that.
That would be good, right? I should totally tell Chris that. Oh, my God. Listen, I'm totally fine, but Heather's really annoyed.
Heather needs some attention. lots of intention.
She's high maintenance.
Yeah.
She comes from Orange County.
From Orange County. Oh, Heather from the Bay. What would be a good meal, a name
Oregon
for a
name.
Yeah, for a penis. Let's see.
Should it be something like slightly emasculating, like Philippe? Or...
No, because I think you'd laugh every time. I think,
but is that kind of empowering, or should it be something like
crispy? I don't know why that just came to my head.
I feel like you're gonna chomp. Chomp, chomp, and jump.
Yeah, on Mr. Crispy. That could be one. I think that might be one. That's the top, the front runner right now.
Men, what would you guys like?
Oh, God, don't ask me.
Come on. Do you have like a...
You guys all have names for your penis.
I know we kind of do, but
you
like...
Just don't tell us. Yeah, you know you do.
Maybe.
You know you do.
That's true. Maybe you're right.
You know you do.
Have you dated someone that's named his penis?
Never? No, never told me his name, but I know every man has a name for it. You guys are just too into... You just have to.
Do you think... What's better, pussy? Cunt? Like, what's... Like, what's
I think
good,
you're talking about like...
Yeah, vagina name.
I think vagina isn't sexy when you're in the...
Yeah, the, like, yeah, can I put this in your vagina?
Yeah, that's like, I think pussy.
Yeah,
is the best
good.
One. Yeah, yeah. 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 When you're, you know, when you're talking about, you know, pleasing Heather.
Yeah, I love the way you're looking at me right now. My husband's gone, and I'm lonely. I don't know what you're doing.
You're like, what are you doing?
Tonight.
Yeah. After the interview. What are we doing after the podcast? You can sleep over, really.
I'm getting nervous. In the best of ways.
Okay, so...
I
think pussy.
Pussy is better than...
Than vagina. Cunt is not... Cunt is like... That's bad. You know,
yeah.
Come kiss
it's
my
not
cunt.
Sexy, but I do. I like to own that word, so I say it a lot.
But if you say if you lick my cunt, that doesn't sound the same as lick my pussy.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
yeah.
So pussy's the winner.
Pussy's the winner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah.
What if a man called his penis chicken?
Oh, baby. Hey, Regina.
Yeah.
I know we just met, but how? Would you like a little taste of my chicken?
I mean, what do they say on what's the oh gosh? Okay, I don't remember which one. I want to say it's Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. You guys probably don't watch it. I do. It's a guilty pleasure of mine. But the Puerto Rican girl calls it beefcake.
Mm.
She calls it beefcake.
A man's penis a beefcake?
Her man's penis, her husband's beefcake.
That's a huge compliment.
Yeah.
I would love for Amy to call my penis beefcake.
Yeah, what would be like the female equivalent? Like, shouldn't it be something like, I don't know, like tight wad or like something that's like super tight? Like,
well, it needs
like
to be something that's warm.
And
tight
and
wet.
Like, yes. What's
all of that?
Help us out, guys. What's warm?
Cavernous, like
warm. A burrito. Oh my God! But didn't someone there was a movie where a woman said that her big burrito. It was yes. Oh my God! That is it. A burrito's good because I know I've heard it. In a movie, and I can't remember which movie it was, but she called it her big burrito. I have to ask Raina. I have to call my sister because she's like...
I don't
like,
think that Chris would be... If I was like, oh my God, baby, my big burrito is craving
your beefcake. if you say it with an accent, burrito.
My big burrito.
See, that didn't sound so bad.
That was a little Russian.
Yeah, it's good. An accent.
My big burrito. Vladdy. Okay, so wait, should we go on to the game or should we do this?
This is really funny.
Okay.
Here's the thing. We're going to test it out.
Okay.
She may be completely turned off and she may want to leave after this
question. This is another deal breaker?
Yeah.
Because of the phrase we used here. Okay. Let's just
what if I don't understand it? Can I just say I don't understand?
You'll get it. Totally. Context clues.
Yeah.
All right.
I will understand way whatever. Okay. Listen, I'm just at the okay. You are on an incredible fourth date with a man. He says, "My ex and I didn't work out. It was hard. We weren't very mature at the time and got married too young. We didn't have our careers figured out. One night I said to her, 'Can I hot juicy on your face?' And she just up and left me."
Pee in your face? Is that what a hot juice is?
No, something else.
Come in your face?
Yeah.
Hot juicy in your face. Wow.
Hearing you say that was amazing.
Clearly, it'd be a deal breaker.
But it's really intimate.
It's really an intimate moment between you and someone that's not just a fourth date.
He's saying, I thought, everything was going well, and I don't know. I just said, "Can I hot juicy?" I don't know what could have possibly.
Then he just had no clue, but he's sharing with me as he's talking to my back, walking away, getting further and further away till I'm just a speck. Fourth date, hot juice you in the face.
I guess
you're sharing with me that you wanted to hot juice your girl. That is a deal breaker because, well, I have to say. Let's just say that really happened. I'd have to be curious. I would probably ask, how long were you guys together before you said this? Because if they were together for years, then he probably hot juiced her before.
Hot juiced her before.
It was probably when he said, "I'd like to hot juice you," that made her leave. If they'd been together for a long time. If they had been together for a short time, then she was just totally offended and disgusted, which she should have been. But if they've been together for a while, then she knows she has a hot juicing type of guy. Yeah, because probably before he just did it. And she's like, "Fuck. Oh my God.
Oh, Regina
is
taking cum off her face right now.
Okay.
Okay. So wait, should we take a break right now or
No. Let's do the
audition.
Do the audition scene and then we'll do the game and then we'll do the break.
I'm so sorry.
We have an audition.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Who's auditioning? Are we both auditioning?
You
together?
Might be.
I'm auditioning for the.
Both sides for everybody.
Yes, we do. Here are your sides.
Okay, so
and you have yours, right?
Yeah.
What am I auditioning for?
Okay, so this is Gleaming the Cube 2, which is a skateboarding movie starring Christian Slater back in the early 90s. What is it called, Cassie? Gleaming the Cube 2. What? I don't have a sheet in front of me.
Gleaming the Cube 2. Let's grind.
Let's grind. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's grind.
Do you remember the Christian Slater classic, Gleaming the Cube?
No.
Okay. It's a great skateboarding
But I love
movie.
Lords of Dogtown.
But wait, which one is Regina Chad?
You're going to play Chad McCullough.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think Regina should play Bryson Jarek.
Wonderful. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But wait, Sim, are you the casting director?
Nope. You're the casting director and you're going to read with
great.
Regina.
Okay. Hi, Regina. Hi. I'm Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
It's so great to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I have admired your work for a really long time. Thank you for coming in.
I'm really excited about this.
Yeah. We're doing sort of an odd, you know, sort of counter casting with this whole skater movie.
Right. But you do know I'm 45.
I'm
a girl. I'm a chick.
Perfect for it.
Okay.
And I'll play Chad.
All right.
And you'll be Bryson.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Sure. I just got these sides.
Your agent didn't send them to you before?
No.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
So do I have a little time to go out?
No,
you want me to just jump
in? Yeah, if you don't mind.
All right, sure. We'll try it. Let's see.
You saw the people in the room.
Yeah.
Waiting.
Yeah, I saw Jennifer Lopez out there. all right, so let's go.
Sup, Broseph. Nice chucks on that board. That ramp is the tits. You got this, biggin'?
Bruh. Come on, dude. Broseph, your parents giving you shit?
Vape.
Dude. I've been thinking about the idea of infinity.
Have you ever shaved your friend's balls? I'm not saying I would actually do that.
Yeah. Vape.
I have to tell you something. Never buy oceanfront property. There are towns collapsing under global warming and no one is paying attention.
Vape.
I fucked Ash's pussy. I had juice all over her face.
There's a drought, bruh.
And scene.
What the? Yeah, thank you for having me, Jackie. Your name is Jackie, right?
Shirley.
Big Shirley. Thank you.
Actually, I thought you were incredible.
Did you?
Yes. I would love to bring you in front of the producers.
I mean, didn't you tape that? Didn't you? Whatever you say. I've always wanted to be a 15-year-old. And once I saw J-Lo out there, I knew this was going to be hot.
I was blown away.
Thank you.
And I've been trying to really think outside of the box. Like, they were always like, oh, let's get like a white, like 15-year-old kid. And
that's so obvious.
Like, yeah. I felt like, let's actually really think outside of the box, you know?
Yeah, I'm glad you called me in. Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, because I'm not that far outside the box, but just enough.
No, you're not.
Just enough.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shirley.
Thank you so
much. It's so funny. I've been in this business for 30 years and I've never met you. Never heard of you. But, oh. You're doing something great here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, you know, yeah, we are trying to sort of, break the mold.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you always serve wine on your auditions?
Always.
Always.
Yeah.
Sounds like the type of company I want to work with.
Oh, cheers.
Okay, so should we do the game real quick and then we'll take a break and then we'll do the calls? Great. What do you think?
Sure.
I love that idea.
Yeah. We have a quick game that I'm going to play with the two of you. Here you go, Anna.
This is how I lose.
It's a very quick game.
We're going to do this tambourine instead?
Super quick.
No.
Okay.
You guys happy with your buzzers?
Yes.
Just making sure.
Okay.
I don't know what the game is.
Okay, so we did a game a few weeks ago with Frank Grillo, which was it MMA star or porn star? And that was a hit. So we decided to do another game. It's a quick game. And because football season is upon us, and you were here, you actually helped me with our celebrity fantasy draft. So thank you so much, Regina.
The problem is I have not been keeping up, so I don't know who players are. So
you're great. You did a great job, and I appreciate that, and we appreciate it because we're going to win this league.
Okay.
Because of you. Thank you.
Will I get to be there for the steak dinner when you guys win?
Anna?
Are you kidding? We are taking you to Italy.
Sardinia will make that.
Sardinia.
Yes.
I've always wanted to go.
Me too. I've never been.
Me neither. Let's go.
If we win, we're doing it. The three of us, we're going.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Just the three of us. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Amy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry.
But I'm not flying private. I can't afford to fly private.
No. So,
we'll get Chris to take.
Chris will pay for the whole
thing. We'll get Chris to do it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Me, yeah. My vagina's loose.
You had his baby. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you.
Why did I have to go into like some type of accent right there?
I love that.
And I don't know what that was. What type of accent that
Can
was?
Can I try it again?
Yeah.
Can I do it?
Mm-hmm.
You had his baby.
That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
What accent is that? I like it.
No, but it does seem super sexy and pouty.
I like the way you move your shoulders when you do it.
Oh, baby, why you don't pay attention to me late at night?
I like the sound effects. It's good. You should have slid burrito.
Game of Thrones burrito. Okay.
Okay, the name of the game.
You're making me
We're going to start the game real quick.
Okay.
The name
so
of the game
Regina
is.
And I are going to make love after this.
You guys have your buzzers?
Okay.
The name of the game is called Football Player or Stripper. I'm going to give you a name and you guys will buzz in and decide whether the name is a football player or a stripper. First question. Ben Gay. Regina.
Football player.
He plays for the Cleveland Browns. Next question. On a buzz in. You never buzz in. Just fucking buzz in.
Fuck you.
Chesty Morgan. Anna.
Porn star.
No, stripper, but I'll give you that. It was either, the question was either it's a football player or a stripper. I don't know if she's a porn star. She may be.
That sounds like a great porn name.
It does. 1-1.
One.
We'll give it to her. We'll give it to her.
No. Give it to me. I'm not a charity case.
You weren't paying attention to the name of the game.
God damn it. Not a charity case.
No, it's 1-1 because that was
tied up.
That wasn't charity.
Thanks.
It's tied up.
You're nice to me.
Richie Incognito. Is that a buzz? Oh, yeah. Regina.
I feel like I saw Incognito on a jersey before. I'm going to go with football player.
He plays for the Buffalo Bills. Good job.
Oh.
It's 2-1, Regina. Here is.
Now, what is that saying about me and Anna? She's guessing the strippers.
And you're getting
I'm
all the
guessing
football players,
the football players. I think the combination.
Richie Incognito?
I just know I saw it on a jersey.
That is a fucked up name.
Yeah. It is. He had a little bit of drama surrounding him at one point, didn't he? Incognito.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay.
Let's
move it on. Yeah.
Here's the next one. Luscious Pussy.
Well, come.
Wait. Ring it. Buzz in. Buzz it. Somebody buzz in.
At the.
Anna. Anna. Anna.
Yes, that's a porn name.
That's incorrect. Luscious Pussy happens to be a college football player, and he plays for Eastern Illinois.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's fucked up.
It might be Lucius Pussy.
It might be Lucius. Yeah.
I reread it.
Yeah.
It might be Lucius Pussy. But still, his last name is fucking Pussy.
You can't win. Right? You can't win with you the last win. Name, no matter what Luscious, you put in front of it.
Lucius, it doesn't matter. It's he's a football player.
Jack Pussy. It could be Isaac Pussy. I mean,
it doesn't matter.
It's no winning.
No, there's no winning with that.
Maybe it's Pussy, like the girl on Orange is the New Black. That character's name is Pussy. That's true. What it is. It's Lucius Pussy.
Lucius Pussy.
I didn't help him out at all. Oh, man.
Hey, Mom. So I'm so madly in love with Lucius. And I want to, I don't want to be like Ferris anymore. I want to be Mrs. Pussy. Are you cool with that? Like, I mean, I don't want you to get mad, but can't you see me as like Mrs. Pussy? And I want my dad, your husband, to give us away. And I'm going to be Mrs. Pussy.
And introduce the Pussies to the world. That is fucked up.
It's a great name. Now that I think about it, it's a fucking awesome name.
Anna Pussy.
Anna
Pussy. That is actually.
I like it.
Anna Pussy.
Anna Pussy.
It does sound like a song.
Anna Pussy, don't you give me away.
Question number 5. Dale DeBone. Somebody should buzz in. Regina.
Stripper?
Stripper is the correct answer. 3-1. Next question.
Because no one got, we were wrong with the
my sister-in-law.
Yeah, so no one got credit for that.
Yeah, my sister, you. I feel like we're going to be sister-in-laws.
Yes, we are. How old is your brother?
Well, he is married, but.
Oh.
Next question. Your Highness Morgan. Your Highness Morgan. Is he a football player or a stripper? Regina buzzed in first.
It sounds like a football player.
And you are absolutely correct.
You know why? It sounds like, you know, like some young kid in the hood and the mom just
Your
thought.
Your Highness Morgan?
Yeah. You know, like, you know how parents name those names?
Yeah.
Those.
There was a football player named He Hate Me.
Your Highness.
There was a football player. His name, he changed his name legally to He Hate Me. I'm not kidding.
Just like Chad Ochocinco.
Ochocinco did the same
thing.
Yeah. Chad Johnson did the same thing.
But I bet Your Highness, his name was that name from birth.
No way. I really think so.
I really think so. Yeah.
All the ladies are in agreement.
Yeah, totally.
How do you guys know?
Because we've seen these names before. Yeah. Yeah.
But Your Highness, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I could just see the mother now. Everyone is going to bow down to my baby.
We have 2 more questions, okay. By the way. Frosty Flakes. Buzz in. Anna.
Frosty Flakes sounds to me like a porn star.
The name of the game is football player or stripper?
Stripper.
You're absolutely right. We have one more.
No way.
Last one. Fair Hooker. Fair Hooker.
Fair Hooker.
F-A-I-R. Anna.
I guess I gotta go with football star.
And you're absolutely right. I don't know if he's a star, but he does play for the Cleveland Browns.
Fair Hooker.
And you win. It's 4-3.
What do I get? What do I get? Do I get this drawing, this original?
There has to be some prize that you can give her, right?
Do you like it?
I do.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you going to sign it?
Yeah, I'll sign it for you.
Oh, this is the painting. This is the drawing that you drew for Ken Jeong the other night.
No.
You're going to give it to Regina?
Yes, of course.
All right, well.
Wait, Ken Jeong didn't take it with him?
No. That means you're going to take it with him.
That means he's an asshole.
I love
an
And I'm going to show him one day. This is what you left, you missed.
Anna Faris.
And she put a heart on it.
Regina, will you describe what Anna did for you here?
She made this original.
Tell me more, mommy.
Yes, Bo Mama. What is it, Bo Mommy?
Yeah, Bo Mommy.
She made this original drawing of a person who looks like he was raised on cans, eating cans because of the teeth.
Tin cans.
And he.
Aluminum
cans. And he has very interesting hair.
Mommy, I love you.
I love you back, boo. He has some deformities going on, but that's what makes him special. That's what makes me love him. And he has glasses and beady eyes.
Mommy, is he mad or is he sad?
Oh, he's happy. He's not mad or sad. He's happy. He looks like he just had a fresh tin can not too long ago.
I love to sharpen
those teeth up on.
I love you.
So they could be nice and extra sharkly.
I love you so much. You're my best friend, Mommy.
Oh my gosh, I wish I could just show everyone how original.
We're going to show everyone online.
Yes.
And this is your painting that's for you to keep.
It's for me to keep, and I will have it forever and ever. Bullshit you not. Cut to 15 years later, and I come over your house, and I'm like...
a wonderful original.
What do you guys say? Would you want to do something else now? Or do you want to do a 5-minute break?
So it's 8:32. How do you guys feel?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Let's do 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and then we'll call up some listeners and we'll give them some advice. And then we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, sure.
Sound good?
Awesome. Sure. Yeah.
Awesome.
This is like the most fun ever.
Okay, guys, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Guys, are we ready to call some people right now?
Let's
they need
call.
Some help.
Yes.
Okay, so the first person we're calling right now while you two are holding hands and embracing.
Kumbaya.
I love my Regina.
We're going to call.
Do you mind if I possess you?
Sorry.
We're calling Cassie right now. Cassie's 27.
Hello.
Hey, Cassie. Cassie's in Denver, by the way. Cassie, hey, what's up? How are you? It's Sim.
I am amazing. I actually got some great news, like just probably 20 minutes ago.
What happened? Tell us what happened.
I got engaged.
Oh my God.
Are you serious? Cassie, you weren't engaged about 6 hours ago when I spoke to you, and you were you said that there was a chance that you were going to get engaged in the next few days because you guys are going away. And he proposed to you now?
Yeah, tonight we were at the place where we first met. There's a bar by our house, and I know it sounds super cheesy and crazy, but...
No, it sounds romantic.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was awesome.
We didn't see it coming?
Tell us a story. We're going to get into your problem and your situation in a second, but this is fucking amazing. Tell us what happened. What was the proposal all about?
So, basically... There's a bar by our house, and it's where we first met. I was bartending here, and he came in, met me, and it's, you know, right before we went on our first date, he asked me out. It was amazing. And then we've been going here probably about once a week, every week. They have karaoke night, and I've got tons of friends here. And tonight's karaoke night, so he's like, are we going tonight? And I was like, yeah, of course. So we went, and about halfway through, he never sings. So about 20, 30 minutes ago, the karaoke DJ was like, Zach. And I was like, what? And they called him up. And he's like, I'm not singing. He's like, will you come up here? And I just like lost it because I knew exactly what was happening.
Oh, my God. What did he sing? Tell us to keep going.
He didn't sing.
He didn't do like a speech or anything. He just said... I just have a question. Will you marry me? And I just was like in shock. And I was just like, Oh my God. Yes.
Oh,
I lost it.
Congratulations. That's amazing.
That's incredible.
By the way, Cassie, so Anna is here and so is Regina King. We're so honored. We have Regina King here with us right now. By the way, Cassie.
She is the wisest
Cassie,
person
let me tell you a little something about Regina King here. Regina King is nominated for another Emmy. She fucking won last year for American Crime. And this year,
God.
The Emmys are September 18th, and she's nominated again for American Crime. And I think she's going to win.
If she does, she said that she was going to give me her Emmy.
She did say that.
Sure.
Anna wants Regina's Emmy. She's asked Allison Janney for one of her 14 Emmys, but Allison wouldn't give.
Allison hasn't given one up?
No.
We need to talk to her. Yeah.
But Cassie, tell us what's going on with your fiance's ex-wife.
So basically, my now fiance, he married really young. They were married for a couple years, got divorced. So his ex-wife is still super close with his family. Like, I'm talking, like, best friends with his sisters. Like, she talks to his mom all the time. It's, and so recently, like, she knows me because they actually are civil now. They had a pretty rough divorce, but they're civil now because they had dogs when they were married. And so they each took a dog and they kind of almost have like a shared custody of the dogs. So they have to see each other every so often. I don't know. I mean, it's weird for me how close she is still with his family and how much they talk, hang out. She asked him to ask me if I was comfortable with how close she is with the family and if she needs to back off. Well, I'm afraid to say, yeah, can you please back off? Because I'm afraid it's going to cause drama because the family's still really close to her.
Can I talk?
Yes.
Because I'm feeling all types of things.
Oh,
about,
here we go. Regina, take it away.
Look, Cassie, yes, he needs to tell her to back off. The fact that she even asked him, she knows she needs to back off. I mean, hello?
Yeah.
And are you, what are your feelings about her?
Like, honestly, I mean, I don't feel like I don't hate her. I'm not like, oh my God, this bitch. I'm just kind of, you know, she's there. They share a dog, like they share history with a dog. So every so often she dog sits for us.
Well, you guys need to find a new dog sitter. the beautiful part is, I get it. You know, dogs are really, animals are very dear to us, but it's not a kid. It's not a child, you know.
I agree.
It's a dog. And if they are feeling it that tough and they're going to have shared custody over the dog, then the dog stays with her 2 weeks and then you guys 2 weeks and, you know, you guys just keep bouncing it back and forth like that if it's that serious. But, yeah, she does need to back off. What is your relationship with your boo's parents?
I mean, it's good. His parents, you know, you can tell they're trying to reach out and be friends with me, and I'm trying my best to not, like, get involved in their relationship with her. I talk to them. We're nice. I mean, there's no bad blood at all there.
That's good.
Most of the bad blood comes from his sisters. He has two sisters that are really close with her, with his ex-wife. And one of them still lives with my now fiance's parents. And the other one lives in Texas. So most of it kind of, I guess, reached its peak. Recently, his sister from Texas came up to visit the family, and we were going to visit her, and she's like, oh, well, hey, my ex-wife is going to be up there for overnight. She's going to be hanging out with the whole family. You guys can come up the next day, and we got to, like, go to dinner with his sister while his ex-wife got to spend the whole weekend with her and his whole family. So, I mean, it's just, it's kind of weird for me. He doesn't know what to say because he doesn't want to cause drama, you know, between his sisters and his parents and his ex-wife. And
here's the thing. The bottom line is you're about to be the wife and you feel uncomfortable. And that's an important thing. And that's something that the whole family should respect.
You know, there might not be anything going on or any funny business between your fiance and ex-wife, and it might just really be a genuine friendship still there. But you deserve to have the time on your own to discover that, and you should demand that space. I mean, don't be a bitch about it or anything, but definitely demand that space. And I mean, I think, you know, fuck the sisters, get to know mom.
Yeah, like dad, as far as I can tell, dad's definitely on my side. Mom, I just feel like, is kind of playing devil's advocate, trying to play between, you know, I've got two daughters, they're friends with her, I'm still friends with her.
She's kind of playing the fence a bit, right?
Yeah. She's trying to play in the middle.
Well, you've got dad on your side, but you know, dad's not going to say anything. He's, well, whatever. You know?
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, it's just weird.
It's just weird.
A weird relationship.
It sounds like that could be, you know, a bit stressful because they had history before you. So there's that part of you that always kind of feels like, well.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
But what do they know that I don't know?
Yeah, and I mean, they only talk when it comes to dogs. Like, I mean, I'm not the type of girl to go through my boyfriend or now fiance's phone. I'm not, like, if he's like, yeah, I only talk to her when it comes to dogs, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I trust him, and I believe that he only talks to her when it comes to dogs. And I've glanced over before when he's texting her about the dog, and you can see it's just, like, days worth of, like, you know, he'll text her for one day and then not text her for weeks. And it's only about the dogs. That's the only conversations him and her have. The only time they ever really see each other is when they're, you know, we went out of town this weekend. So he was like, hey, do you want to watch the dogs? Save us money on daycare. So we dropped the dog off and picked him up later.
Just as long as you're honest, just be honest about how you feel. If you're feeling uncomfortable, then just keep saying it. And then maybe you should be the one to drop the dog off.
Yeah, and I mean, most of it is, like, I'm honest with him. He knows how I feel about it. He knows I'm kind of, like, uncomfortable with how close his family is still with her, especially with me in the picture. I mean, we just got engaged 20, 30 minutes ago, so who knows if it's going to change in the next week or two. But, I mean, he knows, and we're kind of just stuck in a situation. Like, do we say something and risk, like, his family hating us? Because they're going to pick her side over mine.
No, they're not going to hate. They're not going to hate you guys. No.
Okay.
That's not going to happen.
No.
Not
just,
at all.
Yeah, we were just like all confused because we're like, do we tell her? Yeah, can you please back off and have her risk telling his like mom and sisters like, oh, they're terrible people.
That's not going to happen.
And just hope.
Wait, can you explain?
That's not going to happen at all.
The sisters. I want to know more about the sisters and like. Is there any way that you can explain to the sisters that this is my life now and I don't feel comfortable with this at all? Is there any way you can explain that to them?
Okay, so it's kind of weird. His sisters are, I'm trying to describe them in the nicest way possible, but to me they almost seem kind of fake. Like, they never really talk, like, the one who lives with his parents, anytime we're over there, they never really talk to me when I'm around, and if they do, they're just like, hey, you know, enough. When his sister came out from Texas and I met her, she was sweet, but she, you could tell, was just like, I don't care about this girl. So, I mean, I don't have a relationship at all with his sisters. I have a younger sister, so I know how it is when you have younger siblings and how they feel about older siblings. And I'm kind of close to with my sister. That's a whole nother issue. But yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's weird for me. Like, I've never talked to his sisters one-on-one. Like, I've tried, but I just, for the first couple months that I would, like, hang out with his parents, I kind of felt uncomfortable with how close, like, his ex-wife was to them, and I didn't know what to do, so I kind of was just super shy, and I'm not a shy person at all.
Well, my suggestion to you is that I think you should be honest with mom about how you feel. And if his mom is as supportive as you say that she is, then mom should, and when I say how you feel about the sisters, not that you think that they're not cool, but that they make you feel uncomfortable and you would like to have a deeper relationship with them. Now, and because you're engaged now, you can really have that conversation and mom can totally understand. And then, you know, it, I think mom will probably be good at creating that space where maybe you, mom, and the sisters go out and do something to start to build that relationship, you know, because it's going to take time. It's not going to be an overnight thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I think mom can be very helpful with that. Now, if she isn't, I don't know what to tell you.
She hasn't expressed that she hates me yet. So I'm
oh, she doesn't.
No,
she doesn't hate you.
I mean, right after it happened, like he called his parents, I called mine. They seemed really happy. So they could be genuine. I'm hoping it is.
Well, you know what? We're going to say that it is. We're not even going to put energy towards it being anything else but that.
How did you end up being so, like, wise and healthy?
Cut to 2 weeks later, Cassie calls it like, you bitch, why did you tell me to talk to my mother-in-law to be? Now she hates
me. No, that's perfect advice. Seriously.
I feel like... You know, you don't want, there's no reason for you to think that mom is not going to want, and you, it sounds like this is her only son.
Yeah, it is. She has one son and two girls.
Oh, right. Okay. So this is it. You say to mom how much you appreciate her for raising such an amazing man.
Ooh, that's good.
That is good.
Yeah,
I like that. That's really good.
Well, because it helps to, you're including her in your joy of finding this man, and you're letting her know that part of the reason why he's a great person is because she's his mom, and I think that will definitely diffuse anything that might have been brewing that you didn't know about. And I'll open up the doors for great conversation.
Okay. All right. So I just got to bite the bullet and...
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
do
you
it.
Do. Yeah, you do.
So Cassie, Anna just wrote me a note saying that she wants to send you an engagement gift.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
I do.
We're over here all feeling all warm.
We're excited for you. So I hope that Regina's advice... you know, suffices. And
no, it definitely does.
send me your address so Anna can send you a gift, because this is awesome. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Cassie.
Yay! I definitely will. Yeah. Anna, you and Chris are seriously like our couple like idols. Like my now fiance is obsessed with your husband. I'm not even kidding.
Oh.
He's ex-military and he's obsessed.
Oh, well, I will say he's a gem. Chris is a gem. He's a good man. And
well, from what you show the public, we both think you guys are gems.
Oh, well, thank you so much for sharing.
I agree, Cassie. They're pretty awesome. They make celebrities look cool.
Guess what, Regina?
They do.
They do, don't they?
Do you want to move in with us?
I do. I saw a really great dark room upstairs.
That's all it takes.
But yeah, no, thank you so much for the advice. I just, none of my friends have ever been in this situation, so no one knows how to help me. So I was like, I'll try. Someone's got to be able to help.
And
hope it works.
Oh my gosh. And thank you so much for calling.
You're going to be all right.
You're going to be fine.
You're going to be fine.
Congratulations.
Okay.
We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much, Cassie.
Bye, Cassie.
Bye.
Do you want to wrap it up? Okay.
But also, here's the things that I want to say. First of all, Regina.
Anna.
You were fucking stunning. And I feel mad at myself.
For?
I don't want to recognize how stunning you are. Okay? Just my own personal issues.
So I should just receive that as love?
Yeah. Yes, please. Also, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me play with Jack. Oh, my gosh.
Is there any chance you could come back?
Can I come back and slide on the... But I might break it. I might be too big.
No way. Also, what about the pool?
That, okay. And I love the fact that I saw it covered up because I was like, this feels like a pool. And you did such a good job with having the pool cover match the concrete. Because I was like, that's a lot of space out there. They should put a pool. Then I looked a little harder and was like, that is a pool. I'm not smoking here, guys. No, I'm just so excited here in the moment. Innocent.
Mm-hmm. You are an innocent.
I know my friends are going to be listening to this and like, yeah, right.
Thank you so much.
That you're even better in real life.
Really? No way. You're going to make me blush. Oh,
even better. Okay, so how awesome is it to work with Chuck Lorre?
Will you come sleep with me? We could watch tonight, Game of Thrones.
I don't understand Game of Thrones because I didn't get into it. Or House of Cards.
We could do like anything you want right in my bed. I'll give you an Ambien.
I'll give you this
brush your teeth for you.
This perfect pill. You know what you're sounding like right now. I'm not going to say it.
Who?
Oh, yeah, Mike knows. Yeah. Erin, no. But we won't. We won't because I'm a respectful young lady. Oh, and okay. I'm not going to throw but anyone under the bus that they've been thrown under.
I just was saying, like, we could have a really awesome night.
Really? Cut to podcast 324.
I'm just going to be alone.
Regina King on the
totally
podcast once
teeth.
Again. I prefer choppers. Brush my choppers.
Regina. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you
so
much. I love
you.
I love you too.
So September 18th, Emmys, we're all rooting for you.
September
You're going to win.
18th, from your mouth to God's ears.
You're going to win. This is two in a row.
You know, look, I've won. Yeah. So that was great and an amazing experience. I think this time around it's just more like it's going to be more relaxed. It's not going
to
be as...
You don't feel pressure
to
win?
To
Did you feel pressure
dress?
The first time to win?
You know what? There was a time that a part of me that felt like, you know, I don't have a chance. And then Mikey over here was like, yeah. No, I think you do. And I'm like, really, Mike? So Mike started getting me going, feeling like, okay, I do have this little chance.
Absolutely.
And after I won, he was backstage waiting for me like, what'd I tell you?
That's amazing. Mike, your publicist, is sitting with us here tonight.
Yeah, he's amazing. By the way, I really don't like publicists. And this is the first... No, I've never been with a publicist
he's
this
awesome.
Long.
And
he's
awesome.
Freaking awesome because he gets me.
Yeah.
He knows I'm like not into all this shit. And he knows that I say no to almost everything. And when I really don't need to say no, he's like, yeah, you got to do it. So he's really been able to help
no.
me.
He's
awesome.
He's awesome.
I'm here because he has his finger on the pulse. Yes.
Wait, will you do me one favor?
Yes.
All right. Will you please say, fuck you, Sim, in like maybe the sexiest voice?
Okay. Fuck you, Sim.
Ooh, that's
good. That was
good.
Really good. That was really
that's
good.
That's very,
that was really
good.
Sexy. I like that. I like that a lot.
Wait, Amy. Yes. Come on. You might need to. Come on.
Oh,
fuck
no.
Fuck you, Amy.
Fair enough,
right?
Yeah.
Follow us on Unqualified on Twitter and Facebook and leave us a review on iTunes. Give us 5 stars, please. We're working really hard. At least I think we're working hard. So maybe we deserve 5 stars.
Fun. Why? You're working hard.
Yeah. I mean, like, we love reading. We love reading the reviews. And are you on any social media that we can promote for you?
I am getting better every day at it. But I am on
This is going to make Mike laugh. I'm on the Insta tweet.
Insta tweet. Follow Regina King on Insta tweet.
I am Regina King on Instagram and Regina King on Twitter.
Nice.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that. I am Regina King.
I am Regina King. I am Anna Faris.
I am Regina King on Instatweet.
Exactly. It's kind of like, what's that commercial where the lady is like, help me on the chap snap.
I love you, Regina.
I love you back. And
thank
I'm,
you so much.
I can't wait
here.
To come back and play.
Oh, we would love would to have you, back.
Yes.
Would you please take my son?
Yes. Okay, well, if you don't get him back, remember you said this. Remember you said this.
I feel take like him. You'd be an amazing mother.
If he comes back with a little blonde afro, don't be mad at me.
Oh, I sure will not. No way, Jose.
Good night, everybody. Cheers.